USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After getting no reaction from the Biden administration for years about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Governor Ron DeSantis says he did send illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard this week. Now everyone is talking about the border.
We take what's happening at the southern border very seriously, unlike some, and unlike the President of the United States, who has refused to lift a finger to secure that border.
President Biden.
We're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
A federal judge has appointed Special Master Raymond Geary, a former chief federal judge in New York, to sort through the more than 11,000 documents that FBI agents took when they raided President Trump's Florida home last month. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst on the Senate floor Wednesday.
We have a real problem if the IRS staff who enforce the tax law aren't paying their own taxes. I've heard enough of the excuses and these Washington double standards. That is why I have asked the Inspector General to audit the IRS to ensure that the tax collectors themselves are paying the taxes they owe.
The answer is yes. U.S. Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration agreed to audit IRS employees who are either behind on their taxes or haven't paid them in full. A recent IG report noted that 1,250 IRS personnel had not paid their taxes or they're delinquent. President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act added 78,000 more IRS agents that Republicans want to defund should they take control of the House in November. The Justice Department has hired more than 150 federal prosecutors across the country to police cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden will meet with Brittany Griner's wife on Friday as the WNBA player marks her seventh month detained in Russia. Griner has been convicted by a Russian court for taking drugs into that country. Boeing officials said Thursday they will find new buyers for some Boeing 737 MAX jets that were built for Chinese airlines but can't be delivered because China's aviation regulator has not cleared the planes to fly. Representative David Kustoff, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax Thursday, said President Biden's United We Stand summit, held Thursday at the White House, was missing the mark when it comes to addressing voter concerns, specifically violence in America and defunding the police.
We've been waiting for like 2 months in the House of Representatives to vote on extra police funding. And it's Nancy Pelosi's decision in the House of Representatives when to schedule that vote. The problem is that she's got progressives in her own party that don't support it. You hear this defunding the police talk, and they bought into it, and they pushed that narrative.
Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins is reporting a Massachusetts woman was arrested Thursday in connection with a hoax bomb threat made last month against Boston Children's Hospital, which has seen weeks of harassment and threats for providing gender-affirming care. 37-year-old Catherine Levy of Westfield has been charged with one count of explosive materials and willfully making a false bomb threat. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.